Namanda,
let us quiet our minds and hear the wisdom of the Buddha's teachings. 心静かに仏様の御教えを聴聞いたしましょう。My discipline in giving, dana, mind control, moral virtues, sila, patience, kshanti, and effort, virya, and also in meditation, dhyana, and wisdom, prajna, will be supreme and unsurpassed. I vow that when I have become a Buddha, I shall carry out this promise everywhere, and to all fear-ridden beings shall give great peace.
Fusei to joi to, jikkai to, ninniku to, shōjin, kono yōna zenjō to, chie o, osamete, この上なく優れたものとしてなりましょうと、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。
Good morning, everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。Welcome to the start of our 2013-2014 Dharma School Year.
この2010年と2014年のダーマスクールの1年は今日で始まります。
And we have a wonderful tradition here at the Oxnard Buddhist Temple of beginning our Dharma school year. One of our first events is our senior luncheon, where we show appreciation for our seniors, those over the years, over the age of 80, and in conjunction with our autumn Ohigan equinox service.
でここオックスナード仏教会のとってもいい習慣があってそれは秋のお彼岸のお参りとともに敬老のランチをします敬老の80歳以上の方をそれを一緒にお食事をすることがあります
Did anybody here help out with the senior luncheon last year?
去年のシニアランチの手伝いした人はいました
Okay, a few people helped outcan anyone tell me something they did to help out?
去年のシニアランチの手伝いは何をしたんですか?
Yeah? How about you, Taka?
Serve
food? Okay. 食べ物を配達したんですね。So serve food. Did anybody do anything else to help out with senior luncheon? Did anybody help clean up afterwards? Yeah, a few people helped clean up.
そして後片付けとかしました。
So this is our way of showing gratitude to those seniors, people who are over 80 years old. Has anyone here ever spent time with someone who's over 80 years old?
80歳以上の方と時間を過ごしたことがあるんですね。
Yeah, I think most of us have. And can you tell me something kind that person did for you?
あなたに親切にしたことはあったんですか?
Yeah, how about you, Emma?Uh-huh. Okay, okay.
じいさんのところに、じいさんがいつも病院に行くときに、お菓子を持って帰るということですね。
So grandpa always brings home a sucker for Emma whenever he goes to the doctor's office. It's very, very kind. Can anyone tell me a lesson that someone who's over the age of 80, or elderly, maybe a grandparent or a family friend has taught you? Anything you've learned from...Spending time with an older person? Anybody? No? Well, I can think of a couple of good lessons I've learned as a minister from some of the senior members.
私がこのご年配のご門徒さんにいろいろ教えてもらったことがあるんですね。
I remember the very first time I ever spoke at a BCA temple here in the U.S. When I was still doing my ministerial training, I visited some friends in Chicago, and I went to the temple, and they said, well, could you give a little, just say a little bit about what you're doing in your studies here at the temple? So during the service, I got up kind of like I am right now and just introduced myself and said a little bit about my studies.
私が初めて仏教会でお話をした時は、まあ、勉強の途中でしたけど、ちょうどシカゴに友達を会いに行って、シカゴにあるミッドウェスト仏教会、中西部仏教会で、ちょっと自己紹介をしてくださいと言われたんです。
And at the end of the service, after I'd given my talk and everything was all over, I received one of the best pieces of advice I've ever gotten from a member.
そして最後にお参りが終わったら、とても素晴らしい、アドバイスをもらいました。
So after the service, I was kind of shaking hands to everyone. Everyone saying, nice to meet you, very nice to meet you. And one of the most elderly members said to me very straightly, you need to learn to speak up.
そして私が言われたのは、もっと大きい声で話してくださいと直接言われました。
And as a minister, I think it's very important because if you're up here talking, people need to be able to hear you. And so that was a wonderful message. On another occasion, here at the temple, someone gave me another piece of advice, something that I hadn't been doing that I should have been doing. And no one had told me about it. No one had been able to tell me about it. But this one member came up to me and said, you know, everybody else is afraid to say this, but I'm old, so I'm just going to say it.
そして、まあ、みんながちょっと先生にことを言うことは、みんなは自信がないけど、私はもう年配ですから、もう年ですから、言ってしまいます。
And then she gave me some very good advice, telling me, you know, some things that I should really be doing.
そして私がやらないといけないことをいろいろ説教していただきました。
So, this, you know, this, relationship that we have with our elderly members, I think is a real treasure in our lives.
このご年配のご門徒と、の関係が、とっても大事なことだと思います。
And when I think about it, I think of a certain Japanese expression, that expresses a kind of aspect of Japanese culture, but I think it applies to all cultures.
このご年配の方との関係を考えますと、日本語の、とても素晴らしい言葉があると言います。
Does anyone here know the word 先輩?
先輩という言葉は聞いたことありますか?
Yeah, Taylor is shaking his head. Taylor, can you tell me what a 先輩 is? Okay, so in the karate dojo, some people who have black belts are called senpai.
じゃあ、karate の道場で黒帯を持っている方は先輩と言われました。
Okay, so the word senpai is made up of two Chinese characters. One is sen, and sen means before.
So 一つは、先輩という言葉は二つの漢字があるんですね。sen というのは先ということですね。
And then,pi or high means life or experience.
そして high という言葉は人生とか経験の意味も含めていますね。
So somebody who's had experience before you or who has lived through something before you.
そして先に人生の、道を通った方ですね。
And then we also have another word, kohai. Has anybody heard the word kohai before?Kohai? So for every senpai, whenever there's a senpai, there's also a kohai.
そして先輩がいたら必ず後輩がいますね。
And so, yeah. Okay, so somebody who's a helper, that's a good way of, one way of understanding it. Yeah, Brandon, do you have another?Okay, it's like a student. Okay, so somebody who helps out and somebody who's studying. So a kohai, the word ko means after.
そして kohai というのこは後ということですね。
And hai is that same meaning of experience or life. So the senpai is somebody who's gone through something first.
先輩は先に道を通った方ですね。
And the kohai is the person who goes through that afterwards.
そして kohai というのは後にその同じ道を通る方ですね。
So there are two people going down the same path, and the senpai is the one who goes down that path first.
そして先輩はその道を先に通った方ですね。
And then the kohai is the person who goes down that path afterwards.
そして後輩は後に同じ道を通るんですね。
So we can think of our lives as like traveling down a path.
そして自分の人生は道を通るということがあるんですね。
And in the teachings of Buddha, we often have that,that analogy, or our life is often described as a path or a road.
仏教の中に私たちの人生は道として例えることが非常に多いですね。
And so a senpai is somebody who's been down that road and they've been through, they know where the bumps are, they know where the places you need to take care are, and they can give some advice for how to go through smoothly.
そして先輩はすでにその道を通って、どこに困ったところがあったりとか、どういうふうに楽に通ることは教えます。
And the kohai is the person who can follow that advice and go along afterwards.But as Aaron said, is also can also be there to help out. So they're traveling together.
そして後輩は共にする仲間ですけど、いろいろ手伝いとかはできる方ですね。
And the thing about senpai and kohai is that it's not just based on age.
先輩と後輩は年齢だけということですね。
So somebody can bebe oftentimes, senpai are older because they've had opportunities to go through some experience. You know, say everyone starts school, at the age of 5 or 6. And so, naturally, people who are 10 years old are further along than most people who are 7 years old.
そして、学校は10、みんな5歳か6歳で始まったら、大体10歳の子供が6歳の子供より進んでいるということですね。
However, if you think about maybe karate, a lot of you do karate, is there anybody here in karate who has people who are younger than them but have a higher belt rank?
そして空手をやる人はあなたより年の下の人がちょっと上のランクとかを持っている人がいますね。
Or anybody who iswho has a higher rank than someone who's older than them.
そして自分より年の上の人はランクを持ってるんですね。
So maybe if I started karate tomorrow, all of you, who here takes karate?
Karate をやる人。Okay,
so we've got, quite a few people here who do karate. If I start karate tomorrow, I will be your kohai.
私は明日karateを始まったら私は後輩となるんです。
You'll all be my senpai.
あなたたちは私の先輩になるんです。
Because you've all been doing it for several years, and you'll all have things that you could teach me.
そして私に教えられることができますね。
So now let's think about these seniors that we'll be showing our gratitude and appreciation for next week.
じゃあこのシニアのことを考えましょう。
So these are people who've lived over 80 years.
そして80歳以上の経験を積みました。
Okay, so they finished elementary school.
小学校は終わってるんですね。
They finished middle school.
中学校も終わってますね。
They finished high school.
高校も終わってるんですね。
Maybe they went to college.
大学も行ったかもしれませんね。
They've worked. They've been parents, maybe.
おそらく仕事をして親であって。
Okay, they've had children and maybe they even have grandchildren or great-grandchildren.
そして孫とかひ孫もいますね。
They've worked a whole job and maybe they're retired.
ずっと仕事を開いてリタイアした方ですね。
So they have all this experience. They're like a treasure of experience for us. They've been down, way down the path and they've seen the path many times. They've been through the path again and again with different friends and family members. So they know well where the difficulties are.And how we can move forward smoothly.
そして何回もその道を通って私たちに楽な通り道を教えられることができますね。
So we don't just show respect and gratitude for them because of the age that's written on their Medicare card.
そしてそのメディケアカードに書いてある年齢が書いてあるからそれだけで尊敬するんじゃないですね。
We show respect and gratitude for them because of the wonderful life they've lived and how much wonderful experience they have.
そして感謝と尊敬を表すのはそういう豊かな人生はいっぱい豊かな経験をしてこられたことがありますね。
So this, in this Dharma school year, as we start out, we're going to begin by studying the six paramitas, which we read today in our Dharma School service book.
そして今日の、ダーマスクールの学年は、まず六パラミツということについて、みんなで勉強したいということですね。
So each week, and some weeks we'll have a little different theme, but as we go along, week by week, we'll go through the six paramitas.
そして、まあ、一週間ごとに、六パラミツを勉強しますね。
And so, as we think about these six paramitas, we can think about the wonderful experiences and all the ways that we can learn about them from our senior members here at the temple.
で、六パラミツを勉強しながら、この5年配の方に学べることもできると思います。
So the six paramitas, these are the six good virtues of a Buddha or an awakened being.
六パラミツは仏様の悟りを開いた6つの素晴らしいところですね。
So we read them at the beginning of our message here. They're on page 1. If you'd like to review, we have giving,
そして、不正、ダーナですね。
Discipline,
自戒ですね。
Patience,
ニンニク。
Endeavor,
精進。
Meditation,
禅定。
And wisdom,
知恵ということですね。
So these aren't just kind of words that are sort of pie in the sky, sort of out there in an abstract kind of sense that we only think about or talk about, but rather these are real things that we experience in our life.
この6つの6パラミツはこういう天に飛んでるような素晴らしい私が人生に経験できないことじゃなくて、本当に毎日の人生を経験することですね。
So for example, when someone does something kind for us, then we're experiencing that virtue of giving. Because we're receiving, right? And so we experience the benefit of generosity.
そして誰かが私に親切に物事をしてくれるときには、こういうダーナ、お布施の、道徳を経験、功徳を経験できます。
When someone helps us to do the right thing, helps us not to make a mistake or do something that is harmful or unwise, then we're experiencing the benefit of discipline or shila.
そして私たちが間違ったことをしないように注意されたときは、この自戒の素晴らしい功徳を経験できます。
When someone puts up with our difficult behavior, then we are experiencing the benefit of their patience.
そして私たちのちょっと難しいところを忍び耐えてもらったときは、そのニンニクの功徳の素晴らしさを経験できます。
When someone works hard for our benefit, we're experiencing the benefit of hard work or discipline. Dedication.
そしてこの私たちのために一生懸命頑張ることがあったら、その精進の功徳を経験できます。
When someone helps us pay attention and stay focused, then we're experiencing that benefit of dhyana or meditation.
私たちが注意するよう手伝ったら、そのdhyanaの功徳の素晴らしさを経験できます。
And when someone teaches us a wonderful lesson and helps us to see the truth, then we receive that benefit of wisdom.
誰かが私に真実のことを教えていただくときは、知恵の功徳が私がそのときに経験します。
So in our Buddhist tradition, these six paramitas can be experienced in our daily life. And they're our way of encountering the Buddha in our daily life.
でこの六パラミツを経験するときには、そういう誰かが私のためにしてもらうときは、それは仏様との出会いということになりますね。
So our seniors are wonderful treasure houses whose experiences, years and years of experiencing these treasures and these virtues in their daily lives. So they've received so many benefits and now they're readily sharing those with all of us.
して私たちのご年配のサンガのメンバーがいろいろな苦毒を自分の人生の中に経験して、そして私たちに分け合っていることがあります。
So we have respect and gratitude for them because they have so much to share with us.
私たちが彼らを尊敬して感謝するのは、私たちにいろいろ分け合えることがあります。
And so we can show our appreciation for them by serving them lunch next week, by making beautiful floral arrangements for them later this morning, but also by asking them to share their experiences with us, to strike up a conversation.And hear what they may have to teach us.
そしてその感謝を表すのは食べ物を作ってあげたり、今日は綺麗な花のベースを作ってあげたりすることもできますけど、彼らに声をかけて私に教えていただきたいこととかを言ったら、それもその感謝を表すことができます。
And together we can celebrate our life in the Nembutsu, realizing that we are all together receiving the great benefit of the Buddha's teaching.
そしてご一緒に念仏の人生を喜んで、ご一緒に仏様の知恵と慈悲とすべての功徳を私たちに届いていることを喜ぶことができます。
Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿